from the Chinese comes in my interest. One is the Chinese cobalt is in from yesterday. About 7 o'clock their time. They had a message for us to tell us tomorrow's the time. Then at 11, they called it back at 9, 11 o'clock Paris time, and said they wanted me to come and fly today.
And by our time,
Ed knew about that.
So, for a message,
it's pretty clear now. I mean, they wouldn't go to this lens. And Mao is not dead.
At least they were informed. They said they're going to call him in.
Resumed civilian flights, but military flights are still stood down. It's very hard.
What's your guess?
My guess is the Truman lies pushing his opponents. The help of the army. That the Air Force, which is most bad as well. This is what you wanted to say, and you hope that Bruce was important.
you've got a memorandum here, see, pretty sure I hope U.S. Bell is paying for that. To preserve a system of relatively free international trade system. To reform the international monetary system to avoid crisis, but we're all at our feet, but. Yep. We regard the import surcharge as temporary. We will give it up once other nations make appropriate adjustments in their policies. They can pursue negotiations and cooperate spirit.
Is this good?
Yep.
Are you?
And then he says, we have in mind much more than patching up the old monetary system. We want to do crisis-free monetary system. That's all he says.
That's not, you may not have so much trouble with that. Because that's in effect what Conde wants.
It's not necessary to borrow for the nations to extend the needed adjustments of exchange rates and trade.
That's where Conde leads them. Where we all lead them.
Because,
We don't want to negotiate now the adjustments. No one knows what the adjustments are. Or to be, everyone will try to think of, and get the other, get a maximum competitive position by itself. Why did you have a free float for a while?
You give me a, talking point, and I'll, let me suggest this, so that, and your talking points, are you preparing all this?
Well, Conde is preparing him and getting him over to me.
Send these back with him. But here's the Burns memorandum to me, and where you can get a line from his memorandum, the talking points. See my point?
Excellent.
And I'll say, except of all the general crap I can do.
The general crap I can also do. And then at 3:30 to the cabinet, we recommend we also get into talk.
Well, it's 3:30 now, yeah.
Because Conley's meeting.
But can Conley be there for at 3 with our
guests?
Why don't we meet the cabinet at 4? Art is going to take more than a half hour. Let's be sure so that I may have to spend a while. Why do we spend an hour with Art?
We thought half an hour.
Okay, that's fine.
Because you don't want to get into the technical discussion.
Yeah. I should say I don't.
Now, one other interesting thing happened this morning.
Yeah.
Harriman called me. Yeah, he wanted to see me.
Yeah.
Because he's now engaged to that. I don't know if you know who she is. She's
oh, yeah. 51-year-old British beauty.
But for you, I know her quite well.
Oh, do you?
She used to be the wife of Leland Hayman, and then she used to be
the actor.
Maybe they want to make a record. Maybe they figure they might try to accuse. probably that we'll have a few months of no live pressures of the Democrats.
Be sure to hit.
Guy up there.
He is like this. CPS person. Brickle. Going on and on saying no reason to stay now because they're not having a Democratic election. Brickle. I got it down. He's in this report. No business.
Stupid man. I don't know what he's telling. Actually, the interesting thing is that both Severide and Prentice are supposed to be people great commentators.
Okay.
I really think Severide is brighter than Prentice because he gives you some idea of what's
really is. Severide brighter than Prentice?
Yeah, not that Severide has any brain, but Prentice is really dense.
Emotional.
Of course, he's as low as Prentice candidate as he is.
Yep.
And of course, as low.
Yeah, the Bush, Porter, I don't know what that is. He's a miserable son of a gun, so it's, they all could stand up. It's a celebrity, you know, just with that candidate, hips with blood, like Franklin. And talk every night, one side. No. Yeah, 15, 20 minutes. And every night, having it in the hands of evil man.
Totally one-sided.
Well, it's evil from the standpoint of my parents. And whatever.
Evil
else.
Also in terms of the impact on the United States. Procedure to call at 11 at night and say the other man is really tired in the afternoon. Maybe it could be that it's a lot in there to type it up and translate it.
Could be the cancellation.
I don't know. Too much.
If it is, a tumultuous change takes place in time.
They may put off my visit.
What do you think of incidentally of all this crying about the Japanese? We get now Reichshar, now Ball Tyson. Now let me tell you what
Ball is a lobbyist.
He represents the.
He gets, I don't know how much, 100,000 a year from them.
Represent Japan.
That's what Mitchell has to say.
For them to play. And Mitchell want to put that out.
And what Reichshar says is such outrageous nonsense. If we had told the Japanese, they would have leaked it. If they had leaked it, it would never have come off.
Of course.
No one could have done more for the Japanese than you. Absolutely no one.
Said you should stop in Tokyo on the way back from Peking. That's typically Ball.
Jesus.
Would insult the Chinese, and it would insult the Japanese. The Japanese don't want to be a way station.
And we've offered them a visit by you. They can't accept it now because Sato is going to leave the government at about the time that we could come. He had his emissary here again yesterday. I think they made it into it.
Oh, good.
On text.
What is it? He has no car. Said nothing. You told him that October 15th was today.
going to stop it out completely until his concession is given.
That's looking very cool. We got to look at what choices they all have. We are so often consult our peers, like we consult our peers about China, we've never done it. I think the Russians mad, I think Japanese mad, they say the Americans mad, right? So we did. Now, so it is with the Russians in another sense, but the Russian thing, they think Chinese mad, right? Make up, right? So we did. That's a battle, like, let us know what effect authority had on the Russians. How they show, how Russian, I'm putting around, they suck around Tito now.
Sucking around Tito, sucking around us. We have said the Russians to their core.
Right.
That's the one thing where I just hope the Chinese have enough of the leadership intact so that we can play them against the Russians.
Yeah, we hope they don't cancel what we're doing.
How I know by a three. I had proof, yeah. When I thought that you were going to go to Alaska from the West Coast, I had let Pat Schreiber get together a group of about 40 businessmen for a briefing, and I was going to go out for that tomorrow.
Sure.
And I was also going to see Regan and give them several 15 for the briefing.
Sure.
So unless you see you after that tomorrow,
but
I won't see you.
Yeah, why would you have to? Oh, you mean for that camel?
I've made my contribution.
No, no, it's better than nothing here. Look what a rocket will make here after some couple of years.
He doesn't have his own little group. He's working away like a beaver.
Good.
Conway is very clever. We feed stuff from our little group into the Peterson group through Boca.
Yeah.
And they're stabbing it out without knowing what it's for.
That's right.
So afterwards, Peterson can claim
sure
that he did it.
Right. let me couple that. Oh, there's another aside. How'd you get along with science? Or?
Oh, I gave him sort of a money. Deliberately, there was one guy who said, those people who appeal to you say that all anti-war people are necessarily not doing you any good. And I said, well, it depends on the kind of the type. I said, people whose conscience took an early position to try to get a good for policy, he had to disagree with, but they think they generated the debate. People that do cause trouble are the ones who know who say they want the same thing we do, but then when they see us succeeding, try to preempt them. So I was making a case, but Stein was very happy after it. He said,
you think people support the current camera?
You do?
Yeah.
Yep. Because I had to talk with him after the
what did he say?
He said, spoke about the need for a fourth party candidate, somebody who would ask the important questions. He was going to do the customer service. He had two or three people there whom I knew he was lining up for that, and I gave the sort of speech I gave at the end. But I said, of course, I know you have broken all of the foreign policy. But I said, what we really need now, people have the courage to break the mold. Get the political debate back into the old tactics, categories, all of them, I think.
Did he mention one part of the civil war?
But he told me anytime I come to the door, he wants to have lunch with me. I may give him a call. Some of these initiatives to the
world. I go home. Doing that Philadelphia public
directive. Oh, will it?
Okay. We've got the, as we get into the campaign, how do you do everything we can, more people, and all the, and helping the rest. They don't worry about sensitivities to catastrophes and so forth and so on. I think one of the points, you know, provided to keep it, like you say, on a monthly basis. They want you as a celebrity, but mainly the point is.
David draws.
The main idea.
They'll take me anytime.
And my view is that you go on TV, they put the frost thing down, but let me say, his audience is maybe 3-4 million. Front yard is 30. When you go, and we ever do put you on television, we're going to go to a big audience. See what I mean? In other words, you take just as much heat for doing one as the other. So, and I think my inclination is that once you have taken your trip, that immediately afterwards is the time. The devil searches you to do the same. Immediately afterwards, you might have to go on talking about what China's why, what the differences are, and so forth and so on. Putting it on that basis. That will be the time when
my wallet keep my hiding and to do it.
That's on CBS.
I don't care.
That's a possibility too. But
I leave it entirely to all that.
You give all your invitations on CTV to all of them. Because there will come a time, I think doing it, something like the foreign relations thing, on the common law, something like that, or all right, provided you don't do common. I think a couple of universities are very important. At an appropriate time, perhaps, if the time of trip works out after your trip. After your trip to China, you're going to be in. You'd be an enormous celebrity and you want to little cat that. And I think you might go in and do a couple of first to sure care about the guy.
I have an invitation to Yale and I've accepted them.
I think Princeton is going to be right in Yale. And I don't know. The reason being that Princeton is in Connecticut.
In New Jersey.
I mean, New Jersey's a moment there. Deals in Connecticut. I think we've got more.
I prefer Princeton to. Well, I think if I do one shot a month somewhere, I don't think I'm too well known. So far, all of mine have been off the record.
I know. Let's see. We're talking about a totally different thing. Off the record, which is the only time we can talk about that. The on the record one, though, we do surface you like Philadelphia and support the Pennsylvania. Just go up there and talk to you. We might, for example, just might go for a big flight if I have to do something like Southern California, the University of Southern California, due to the fact that that's California. They have no other place to have.
Sure, I've told this to all of them once because he thinks I'm next to you, that's the biggest drawing card in Southern California.
Right.
And
what's he want to do?
Well, he wanted to get the heat. I think tomorrow is the 40 of the really top executives in the area. But he wants to have a really big dinner for about 500.
Well, I don't think that is the... You see, that's fine, except that we have now got to go for the mass audiences. And the dinner for 500 is good for 500 and pass it around to others. But the 40 is a car, for example. But what I'm thinking about is doing something that will be massively rich and talk about a university grant would be for dinner for 500. This kind of evaluation we have to use.
In fact, I bet I get out of the 40 as much as we would get out of 500. There aren't that many.
You're only 40 that matter. And 500 is nice to look for them, but then you might vote for 5 million.
I'll be happy to do whatever I have.
Yeah, well, I think that our best bet is to do sort of off the record now, if our China thing works out. I can't believe that they can call it and then call it again.
Like they told him they would cancel it. To me, the long interval, to call it at 11 and say, come in at 5, suggests that it's a fairly extensive amount of material, which is what I asked them, you know. stuff. I gave them all the questions of the advanced plan. I gave them a lot of questions on just how to service airplanes and so forth for my trip. And radio beams, a lot of boring stuff. So if they have answers, maybe they're going to that.
Well, why do you expect that?
Now, what I told Walters, Mr. President, is if they pick the 7th for the announcement, to do it at 9 p.m. so that you can do it on television.
Yeah.
You could open your press conference that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're calling the office because why would they call Walters in yesterday and say Mao is alive?
Yeah.
If they don't give a damn.
That's sort of my feeling. Oh, they can say Mao is alive. Delay, I didn't like delay, but wait till my second.
Absolutely.
You'll know our vote out when we get there. On the business of Vietnam.
I don't think we should hit them until we know what the answer is for the second strike. If the answer is to go, is to go ahead with the trip,
yeah,
and to announce it on October 7th, to hit them right after we've had a Chinese.
No,
I agree with Beijing. The other hand, if the answer is to turn it off, then we should hit them again.
No question. In fact, the Russians can go forward, they're not going to be affected by anything, and we get an error. The Chinese could be a little.
Only if they want the pretext. The Chinese basically deep down warned us to do it because it shows Hanoi that they had their best interests at heart when they were over in this summer. I believe if there is a power struggle, it is with the Air Force stood down and with Zhu Enlai visible and no one else visible, it is more likely that Zhu Enlai is good doing the project than that he's being good. He may just decide that before you go in there, you better be in good shape. I have an invitation from Kronkow too, which I've never picked up.
I know, well, we don't want to get into looking for the week. We just don't want to, but none of them should be considered until after the China.
Oh,
but one can you go with?
I won't make any move anyway, Mr. President.
With regard to the negotiation, let's come back to questions that quite might be quite obvious. They have been there in Vietnam. They have been questioned at the Detroit City Council about the But what about the 7-point deal? I think we ought to indicate there, they are well aware of our position and we respond to the several challenges.
I'd say they're well aware of our position. Now, the other point, Mr. President, is they have in the last session, I'm sending you last week, they specifically said, you know, for a long time there was an argument here. They were prisoners for deadline. They have specifically said we have to overflow the government.
Well, I
can say that they have demanded that we turn over the government to them on time.
Turn over the 17 million people to the Congress.
So if this isn't just that, that is unconditional surrender. So we can be much more aggressive now.